Whether you're just starting out in real estate investing or already making strides, the Investor Evolution podcast is tailored for you. Come along as we tackle these questions directly and deliver practical insights to empower your journey in the realm of real estate investing. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Investor Evolution podcast. I'm Kimberly Hoyt, and I'm so excited to have you with me this week. This past week was such an incredible week for me because of the event that I got to go to. Last week, we talked about how to prepare for those networking and in-person events. And today, I wanted to take the time to share with you some of my takeaways that I got from this event. And the biggest thing for me that came from this event was really about community and the importance of community in your business and in this crazy world of investing. So let's dive in today and let's get started. Thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you always get our latest episodes. When I think about community, what I think about is this collective group moving forward and being able to draw from the strengths of others to move you forward and using your strengths to help move others forward. I love when we can all work together and we're all helping others move forward. So the event was the Squad Up Summit hosted by Pace Morby and Jamil Damji. And there were about 2,000 people, I think, there, 1,500, 2,000, somewhere in there. What an incredible time it was. A couple of the things that I wanted to share with you is why community, to me, feels so important, and especially in light of this recent event. First and foremost, I think it provides incredible networking opportunities. You don't have everything that you need in your business right now. You need others. You need the resources of others to help move you forward. When you start networking and connecting with others, it's incredible what you find out and what you find. I was telling this beautiful, beautiful lady that I met in the hall that, you know, I'm a connector, and she's like, "You're like a treasure hunter." And I was, yes, I am a treasure hunter. I love that. It is really finding those little gold nuggets that maybe you have that you can help someone else with, or maybe you know someone that that person desperately needs to connect with. It is so incredible to find those connections for me. Anyway, I love being able to put those pieces together. When you have that ability to network with others, especially at these events, because everyone is coming, we're in the same arena, but we all have different focuses. And being able to have newer investors pair up with and meet seasoned investors who can say, "I totally understand where you're at. I was there too. Someone helped me. Let me help you." And, you know, they're able to kind of reach back and grab the hand of someone who's new and bring them along. How powerful is that? And if you're that new person, isn't it so nice to feel like, okay, I'm not alone. I don't have to do this all by myself. And to have some help and support and some guidance along the way. A lot of times we may intellectually know what to do, but we don't know quite how to get started or really what it takes to get going. And to have someone who has done that before help you out, so powerful. Now, the other thing I think we're going to see from this event is valuable partnerships, mentorships, valuable working relationships that come out of this just because we got to meet each other and get to know each other in person. This is the start, right? We met someone last week, talked to him, we had that good connection. Now is where the building of relationships will happen. And as we build those relationships, we're naturally going to find ways to work together because we want to. Your vibe attracts your tribe. And when you're attracted to others, and, you know, that frequency vibes with you, you're going to find a way to make it work because it just feels right. Okay. So this ability to network in these big groups and with community is huge. You're not for everyone and that's okay, but you're going to find the people that you're meant to partner with because, again, you're going to be attracted to them and vice versa. And it's going to work out really well. I'm excited to watch these partnerships start forming from this group. Another cool thing is being able to leverage the knowledge of the community. Now, you may be a fix and flipper. Maybe you've just done buy and hold. Maybe you've only wholesaled, but maybe you're looking to level up your business and move into a different arena. What's really cool is with all these connections that you may have made or you're making in these different communities, you're able to go and say, okay, I know this person started wholesaling. Now they're getting into buy and hold. Let me connect with them and learn from them. Let me hear how they switched from wholesaling to buy and hold, what obstacles they may have to overcome so that I know that's something that I'm going to have to look for and be able to be prepared for. And when we're able to leverage the knowledge of the community, we're all going to move forward faster. And that's really cool. It's really awesome to be in that spot where you can pick the brain of someone who's done exactly what you want to do and be able to use that to move your business forward faster. One of the things that I really focused on this last week is finding the people who are doing what I want to do and learn from them. And so I met an incredible guy, and he's capital raising for a group of investors or for a group of borrowers. And I like that. I want to be able to kind of move into a spot where I'm working with a small group of people and helping them grow and helping build their team. I just want to learn from you. I want to know how you're doing this, how you found these relationships, how you're leveraging these relationships so that I can learn from that and build my business as well. The most powerful thing I found in connecting this last week was talking with several people who shared with me their missions. So not their business goals, right? We're all buying property. Cool. Awesome. We got that. But how they're using real estate to leverage moving the mission they have forward. And that is really powerful. When you have a purpose behind the business, it's going to move forward faster because that is attractional. People want to invest with you. But one of the guys I talked with, his mission is to help new moms and provide housing for moms who are maybe considering abortion but chose not to. And knowing that they're going to have some difficulties moving forward, but being able to provide a place and a space for them to live in and then to move them forward and also provide education for them, possibly in real estate investing. Who doesn't want to be a part of that? I want to be a part of that. I want to help him in that mission. And if that is something that is attractional for you, right? If that pulls at your heartstrings and you're like, yeah, I want to help him too. I want you to think about that for yourself as well. How are you using this investing world to build a mission that's bigger than you? Because I guarantee there's money out there. There's enough money out there for everything that you want to invest in and every project that you have. But when there is that bigger mission behind it and you share that with others, they're going to want to work with you. They're going to want to work with you because they're going to want to support that. They want to be a part of something bigger than themselves as well. So think about that moving forward as you're finding ways to structure your business, help it move forward, take it to the next level. What is your mission? How are you helping those in the community around you? Because again, that will be attractional and bring more people to you to build your business. And I think that was really cool. And there were several other people that told me their mission, what they're looking to accomplish in addition to their business. And it's powerful. It's really powerful. Another thing, and this was kind of a cool thing that happened for me. When I first got there on day one, my friend Lila, who I just met in the last like 3 or 4 weeks, was coming to the conference, and I wanted to make sure I connected with her. So I got there, texted her, okay, we're going to meet by the pool and go get some food and just chat. And it was really cool because we were sitting there, and soon one lady walked by that I had known. Oh, great, come sit down, talk with us. And then another lady was kind of walking by and just didn't look like she was maybe looking for someone, just kind of like putting herself out there. And so we're like, oh, come sit with us. And it was cool because now we sat with each other all week. We went to dinner. We talked. We learned about each other. We're starting to build these relationships. And now we're developing an accountability group. All from that one little afternoon lunch by the pool. And I love that because we're all in that same space. We're all doing a little bit different things. But when we can help each other and keep each other accountable, that's going to continue to move our businesses forward. It's going to provide that accountability that we all need on those days when things get hard to make sure that we're not giving up, because those ladies, we told them what our goals are. We told them what we're going to be doing. I think accountability is huge. And having the support of others from the community who understand, who know where you're at, and having that support moving with you, also hugely powerful. So I think having that accountability and that support within the group, another big thing within community that is helpful. Opportunities and resources is another thing that community offers. And that's very similar to kind of what we talked about a little bit earlier. But I want to tell you a story about a group that I was in previously. It was a mentorship group strictly for women. And that was attractional for me. I loved that it was focusing on women and helping women in this industry thrive. The unfortunate part about that group is it's a pay-to-play type mentorship, which a lot of them are, so I'm not knocking that. But I think it is a disservice what they're doing, because, you know, for those who maybe had been successful, they don't need that mentorship anymore. They don't necessarily need to pay to keep in it because they got out of it what they needed. For those who maybe didn't get out of it what they needed, they may not be able to afford to keep paying to stay in it because they maybe didn't get the value out of it that they needed. And this is why I think Pace Morby World is so powerful, because when you come in and you're in it, then you have people who have been there for a couple of years before you. You have brand new people. You have people who have been in there who are just a couple of months ahead of you. And you have all those different levels of experience, support, knowledge. And what I've seen, especially in the Gator community, is those who have been in the community for a long time turning around and looking down, right? Reaching down to the newbies who are saying, hey, I'm here. I need some help. I would love to learn from someone. Like the OGs, the OG Gators are turning around and saying, hey, I would love to help you. Let's help you get that deal. And they're lifting up those newbies. That is incredibly important for all of us, because we're all going to be working together in some way, some shape, possibly down the road. And so if we're helping those who are coming into this community and lifting everybody up, we're all going to rise. I think that is one of the things that I think is the most powerful about this community, is helping others as you get moving and as you get working, and you can help others and bring them up to your level so that they can thrive. What a powerful place to be. So those are some of the things that I think were the most impactful for me this past weekend. So really, the networking opportunities were huge. Using the collective knowledge of others to draw from, to build upon, and to move myself forward. Having a mission-minded business is so cool, and I love that. I'm working on that for myself as well. Having accountability groups and support within this realm, very helpful. And providing opportunities for those who are new, and really harnessing the power of this community, is what is going to help us all move forward in our businesses. I really had an incredible time this weekend. So sleep deprived, but man, what a powerful place it was to be. And to feel the energy of that place was incredible. If you guys have the opportunity to be at in-person events, do it. It's so, so powerful, and you're going to learn so, so much. All right, guys, until next week, have a great one. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you soon. Have a good one.